You're listening to NHL Entry Draft coverage on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The San Jose Sharks made history on June 28th at the Sphere in Las Vegas when they drafted Macklin Celebrini first overall in the National Hockey League Entry Draft. Let's go to the Sphere now. Brody Brazil is with Macklin Celebrini.
Macklin, a pleasure to do this interview with you. You got the Sharks jersey on. Yeah. Is today what you imagined what it would be like, or does this feel surreal a little bit?
It definitely feels surreal. I don't think I could have predicted this or planned or mentally prepared myself for this moment. So it's an amazing opportunity and an amazing experience.
It's got to feel right in a lot of ways. You have connections to Livermore, where the family's got the ranch, and you lived in Willow Glen for a little bit. What do you know about the Bay Area already that puts you at ease?
Obviously the connections, having my family there, it's very important to me, and I guess being kind of familiar with the landscape and where to go to eat and stuff like that, I feel is pretty important.
What do you do at the ranch? Are you a tractor guy?
No, I don't do any of that. I just use that as a training space.
Not too many people have asked you about the shoulder injury that you went through about a year ago, a lot of rehab. I just want to make the point, where you're at today didn't come with no adversity. You've kind of been through some things. Nobody really talks about that.
Yeah, I went through shoulder surgery last year. It was pretty severe, and it's something I battled back from last off season. I didn't really get a proper off season, so yeah. I'm excited for this one.
What do you want to say to the people who helped you get to this point tonight? I know your family's here. Yeah. I saw your beautiful family. But what does tonight make you think about what they've done for you?
I mean, I just want to say thank you to all my coaches, friends, family that stuck with me every day throughout this process. I really wouldn't be where I am without them. And, yeah, just grateful for that.
So you're not going to tell me right here, right now, about next year, right? That's all.
No,
that's off
no,
the board.
Yeah.
But that question comes up a lot. You understand why people are very anxious.
I understand why. I wish I could give you an answer, but I can't.
It's going to take weeks, months.
I don't even know. Yeah.
No,
gonna
it's a big decision. There's a lot riding on it, obviously. As a leader, how do you describe yourself? When a hockey team has needed you as a leader, what kind of leader are you?
I feel like I'm someone who leads by example. I feel like I try my best to lead by example, but also be vocal and try to point some things out that I see. I feel like mainly I lead by my play and what I do on the ice, though.
I know Draymond's a big fan of you. Steph has given you a nickname. Isn't it interesting how the Warriors kind of got built in the same way the Sharks are getting built right now through young players in the draft? Do you ever think about that?
I haven't until you just said that.
Nope,
but it's eerily similar.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool coincidence.
What do you think about those guys and maybe the encouragement that they've given you? I know Draymond like made it a point to go to one of your games last year.
No, I mean, their support, I constantly hear them from my dad asking about our games and how we're doing, and their support and their interest in our sport and in us is very cool, and hopefully that carries over.
I haven't seen Will Smith here yet. I heard he was here.
Did you see him? Here.
Okay.
I haven't seen him,
okay.
But I've heard he's here.
All right, we heard he's here. What's your connection with him like? I know you played against each other, and there's got to be some familiarity. How far back do you guys go?
4 years ago, we started playing against each other. He's a great person, from what I've heard, and the little contact that I've made with him, but also a great player. I've played against him for the last 4 years, and he's a special player.
You're a big Chipotle guy, huh?
I like Chipotle.
Yeah. Little connection with him. Yeah. Isn't it kind of fun to have an endorsement thing with something you believe in?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
that's kind of what those endorsements are for, kind of. Support the brands that you like, and I feel it's good.
I feel like I should also take this moment to talk about the flow. You have you've got a great head of hockey hair, my friend.
I appreciate
is that going to be a staple of yours, or is that who you are? Is that your thing?
You
going to keep it?
I think I'm going to keep it, I don't know. Maybe it'll change at some point.
Yeah. Obviously, San Jose has been looking for a lot of turning points in the last couple of years, and a lot of people see you as part of that, not to put all the pressure on you, but how do you feel about joining a franchise that's got a lot of momentum right now in a lot of different ways?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't be more excited. They're building an amazing foundation for a lot of success in the future, and I'm just fortunate enough to be a part of it, and I can't wait to see where this group ends up.
And you had no clue that Joe Thornton was here to introduce the first pick?
Saw him before the draft, but I had no idea that he was going to introduce it, no.
Yeah. From the quick time you had with the Junior Sharks to now, do you think that makes this more of an unbelievable opportunity and experience?
It makes it unique for sure, just how things come full circle. Playing at the Junior Sharks, I enjoyed my time there with my teammates and my coaches there, but to play for the San Jose Sharks, it's an honor.
If you were to come out to California sooner than later, hypothetically, what would your living situation be like? What would you want it to be like? How about this? When you get there?
Yeah.
To make it fair.
Yeah. I haven't really thought about it.
You got family.
Yeah, I got
family.
Probably
have a couple willing housemates,
yeah,
roommates.
Yeah, 100%. I think my house is a little too far to do that, but I feel like maybe an apartment or something, I'm not sure.
What's your impressions of playing at SAP Center? Have you been to a game there?
No, I haven't.
Really?
I haven't.
Never?
No,
wow.
not once.
Okay.
Well, because I'm always there, not in season. Like, I'm never there.
That's right. Even as a younger kid?
Even as a younger kid, I haven't gone.
All right. And you're keeping 71, I heard.
I think so,
What's the significance behind that?
I don't know. It's just I loved Ryan Kesler growing up for the Canucks, and that's where why I wore 17. And now, last year I had to reverse it. And I feel like it's just something I'm going to stick with.
All right. Well, we appreciate this opportunity. Yeah. Congratulations, and wish you a lot of luck. Hope to see you sooner than later.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
The Sharks had more than one first-round pick at the 2024 NHL Entry Draft in Las Vegas. With the 11th overall selection, they took defenseman Sam Dickinson from the London Knights of the OHL. Shortly after he was selected, Sam Dickinson chatted with Brody Brazil.
Well, Sam, let's begin with you first. There's no way you slept last night, right?
It was tough. I woke up pretty early and went to bed pretty late, so... I'm a little tired, but I think, I've never had more life after the last however long it's been.
Well, congratulations on the moment. I'm sure all of this is a blur to you. I hope you do remember this someday. What are your thoughts about the San Jose Sharks? I know you said you've never even been to California, but familiar with at least where the Sharks are at.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, being in London, having, Casper Hallman there and, just kind of hearing him rave about, the Sharks and the organization, the area of San Jose is, really unbelievable, and, I couldn't be more excited.
And I don't think it's any secret, when they moved up a couple days ago to get the 11th pick, a lot of people instantly said, all right, they're going for a D-man. Well, to kind of put everything together in reverse and think that maybe they wanted you so bad that they made that trade moved up, is there anything that goes through your mind about that?
Not really, but
it's speculation, I get it, but
yeah,
it's a compliment.
Now that you say it a little bit, it's nice to kind of think that, but, it's really just... being put in this position and being a part of this organization is, unbelievable.
And you had a little bit of communication with them at the Combine, is that correct?
Yeah.
Who'd you talk to? How did that go?
Yeah, I mean, I had a meeting with, a lot of the front office there, and, just from the meeting, I got a really good feeling from it, and, a lot of excitement coming out of it, and a really good conversation, a really good meeting.
Now, when I talked to Macklin a couple minutes ago, it's a little bit anticlimactic because he knew, right? And you didn't know where you'd go. You didn't know what today would bring. What's just kind of going through your mind right now about settling in and finally having, some direction maybe that you didn't have for the last couple months, maybe a year?
Yeah, I think, going into this process, it is a lot of, stress and nerve-wrack and kind of situations to be put through. But, to kind of have that all put to the side now and, no certainties and that kind of stuff is really, really exciting.
All right, we know you're energetic. I like that. Good personality, good interview. We're already getting started here. But puck-moving defenseman, and I know you'll say two-way player. I don't want to take that away from you. But it's a specialty when a D can move the puck up the ice. And that seems like one of your specialties.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, it's kind of the foundation of my game is how well I can move the puck around. Combining that with my skating ability and, like you said, the two-way defenseman that I am is kind of, I think, what's got me to where I am and kind of, things that I look to continue to develop as well.
How do you want this to go? Obviously, summer's going to play out, training camp starts, we'll figure out how it goes, but how do you ultimately, how would you like it to go?
It's really far down the road and, I'm not really too worried about, that kind of stuff right now, so... I'm just going to enjoy, this next little bit, enjoy being a part of San Jose and kind of see what happens after that.
And you and Macklin do know each other?
Yeah, you know, just kind of, you know, obviously, you know, the hockey world's pretty small, so, you know, we know each other a good amount, and, you know, it's just really, really exciting.
How does a young man celebrate this?
I don't even know. We're gonna go meet with my family hopefully soon, and, you know, that's going to be the start of it. Just kind of seeing them is going to be, you know, really the most important part of all of this.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us. Can't wait to see you eventually at the Tank, and it'll be your first trip to California, so we all look forward to that. Sam, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
It was an historic first day of the NHL entry draft for the San Jose Sharks. Head coach Ryan Warsofsky was there, and at the Sphere in Las Vegas, he chatted with Brody Brazil.
Here with the head coach Ryan Warsofsky, and I know that this is for the scouts and the GM to do their work today, but it's kind of your first official event as Sharks head coach. What was that like to experience this and obviously get two great hockey players?
Yeah, it's obviously a really important day in our franchise's history. We'll look back at this for, you know, for 20 years, and you know, I think everyone's excited. There's a lot of energy around the organization, and like you said, we knew what we were getting at 1, but what we got at 11 was really important too. So this is exciting.
I want to give you a belated congratulations.
Thank you.
Not been very long since your introductory press conference, which I love the emotions.
Thank you.
I love just you being you. I love the fact that you also mentioned it as the Tank by name and didn't call it the arena that it is. What work have you already started in the weeks since?
Yeah, a lot of communication with our players that are going to be returning. A lot of, you know, trying to build our staff. You know, those have kind of been the major two focuses. And then, you know, we'll get to development camp next week and we'll start putting our staff together and developing, you know, how we want to play and how do we want to put our schedule together through training camp. So just one thing after another.
Yeah. I was told firsthand that one of the reasons the Sharks wanted to give you the job is that your players spoke so highly of you and said that's the guy we wanted. How is that feeling for you? A little bit mutual, a little bit reciprocal, and that, you know, they spoke up for you in getting this opportunity.
Yeah, of course. You know, I respect those guys a lot. And, the Cunnins, the Bennings, the Logan, all of them are special people first and foremost. And I think we all believe in the same thing. And they're a big part of why I'm here today, for sure. No question about it.
If my math is correct, this will be the third time you've gone from being a team's assistant coach to their head coach, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's the secret? What do you already know about making this leap? Because I don't know that that happens for everybody like that.
Yeah, so I've got experience doing it, and not much is going to change. I'm going to be me, and you know, the players that know me are going to see how I operate and how I communicate and how I run my meetings. I think they know how I want to play. You know, and we'll get into that as the season and the summer goes on. But it's something I've been through before, and I'm experienced with it, and kind of excited about it.
You're going to be the youngest NHL head coach starting next season. How do you leverage that? I know people will talk about it as just something interesting. It's a conversation point.
Yeah.
How can you actually use that to your benefit?
Well, I think I relate really well to this generation that's coming. I understand that there's a lot of outside influences in these players' lives, from social media to agents to family. And it's not just you just put your skates on, your helmet on, your stick, and go out there and score 40 goals. It's a difficult league to play in. And there's a lot of outside influences that we have to be, you know, understanding of. And we have to respect that and support these players. And I think I just relate to that generation really well. But I also have a little bit of me of that older generation that, you know, helps push and challenge players.
You just tell them to stay off social media, right? That's what you tell them about that.
Ignore the noise.
You're choosing your staff. You're in the process of that right now as we speak. And I know that's a process, but would it benefit you to have somebody else around that's maybe been through the NHL head coaching job before?
Yeah.
What's 100%. Criteria for you?
Yeah, the one coach is going to come in with some experience that's been around, that's, you know, coached for a few different franchises and has been through the different situations that I can lean on.
Lean
a
on.
Lot.
I was just about
100%.
To say that. Yeah.
I got to lean on him a lot. That, and not just he's going to run the D and the penalty kill, but lean him on for other situations that he's gone through. And that's been a big part of this coaching search.
I heard at a practice last year, you showed Mario Ferraro how to really bang a one-timer. Like, your one-tees are better.
I don't know about that. That's probably the only thing I got.
But as a former college player, turned head coach, or sorry, a coach right out of when you were done playing hockey, it seems to me, if I don't know you back then, but it seems to me like coaching was always in your sights.
Yeah. Yeah, since I was a young, you know, 16-year-old kid, obviously I had an influence of Mike Sullivan coaching the Boston Bruins and would be in there quite a bit. And that's kind of where I really started to, okay, I want to get into coaching. I wanted to be in the hockey business. And then it kind of evolved, and I've climb the ladder here a little bit. But yeah, it's something that, you know, some coaches play in the National Hockey League and don't go through that. So it's very unique. I understand that, and I'm humbled by it.
You mentioned before, especially knowing the younger group of players, maybe how to kind of cater to them. How do you get the most out of, well, let's be honest, a Will Smith, a Celebrini, a Dickinson, other names like that?
We got to push them. You got to challenge them. I think today's player has this belief in what they want to be and what they can be. My job is to push them to even higher standards of that. And, you know, I think I do a really good job of, you know, pushing and challenging players to believe in something they may not be able to believe in. But that's kind of the philosophy that I believe in. And because I never want to say I can't do something. I think we got to say, how do we get there and how do we get to work? And it's going to be a, you know, a focus level of, we're going to work on one day, one thing at a day at a time. We can't get wrapped up in, you know, 3 months from now, 4 months from now, and 3 years from now. We got to focus on, you know, day one of training camp, go from there.
Since we're chatting here at the end of round one in the draft, I just want to ask you about both the picks. When you saw Macklin go up there, you kind of knew what was about to happen.
Yeah.
It was no surprise, no secret. How did he handle this whole situation and all the interviews you know he's done, all the questions about, are you coming to San Jose next year?
It's unbelievable. You just watch him and how well-spoken he is for an 18-year-old kid.
He just turned 18-year-old.
And I look back and I'm like, when I was 18, I couldn't even, I mean, you get all this media, he's got all this, there's a lot going on for him right now. And he needs to take it all in, but obviously he's done a really good job, and there's been a lot of prep for him, I'm sure. But he's a fabulous kid, and he's just such a mature kid.
And as for Sam Dickinson, you pick him up with the 11th overall selection, which you didn't even have until a couple days ago. So to make that move to jump up and have something in mind, and again, I'm not Mike Greer, neither are you, but the idea was maybe the Sharks would go after a D. They got one. It kind of makes it even more special that the sights were set on somebody just like him.
Yeah, I think, you know, just being down there, the energy from the table when that selection was, and he was available, was exciting for the scouts. It's their Stanley Cup. These guys put in a lot of work, and I don't think get enough credit. Yeah. You know, when these teams win Stanley Cups, a lot of that's because of the scouts and the team that they've, you know, put together. That's a six-round pick, how important that is, and changing the franchise. I mean, I've been around Boston. Boston takes Patrice Bergeron the second round. How much that changed
the
franchise is incredible.
You never know.
You just never know with these picks and how important they are to the scouts. It means a lot.
Congratulations, 11th head coach in Sharks franchise history. Just watch out for the flying pucks and sticks. I don't want to see you leaking.
Hopefully
again.
Hopefully no more of that. Thank you.
Make sure you stay tuned to the San Jose Sharks audio network for full coverage of what's going on at the National Hockey League entry draft.
You've been listening to coverage of the NHL Entry Draft, a look at the future of Sharks hockey. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.